Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, friends. It's Dulce Sloan, correspondent for The Daily Show. Before we get into today's episode, we want to know, what do you want to hear us argue about on this podcast? Drop a comment on any hold-up clip you see on The Daily Show's Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, or YouTube pages. Or tweet us using the hashtag, #HoldUp. Let us know.
Hey, I'm Josh Johnson, writer for The Daily Show, and this is Hold Up. I'm here with my co-host... Today's topic is sweet potato pie versus pumpkin pie. And tell the people. Let them know.
First of all, I'm a good person, okay? So you know for a fact that I pick sweet potato. Because ain't no way on God's blue marble that I'm gonna act like that I am going to be eating something that people carve faces to. Okay? The only time anybody messes with that vegetable, with that squash, okay? With that ground-dwelling, vine-climbing, orange vegetable is from November to December. People ain't thinking about pumpkin the rest of the year. It's like, oh, pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice is not made for pumpkins. It's just nutmeg and other stuff. It's just the season that we put on pumpkin. And also, we call it pumpkin spice, but I've had a pumpkin pie. The pumpkin spices ain't in that pie. The spices ain't good. And don't act like, oh, they equal to each other. Oh, you know, that we can't, you can't even tell. You can tell. Look at who's at that party. Look at who's at this get together. Okay? Whatever the majority is, that's what that pie is. That's what that pie is. I'll just say it. I'll just say it.
Okay.
And. So my mother's allergic to pumpkin, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we got a sweet potato pie from the store one time. I guess this was in Atlanta and the pumpkin wasn't selling. They had snuck the pumpkin into the sweet potato. Because my mother was eating it and she's like, my tongue itches. My throat itches. I was like, wait, what? She said, what's the ingredients? She's like, wait, we cooked everything else. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, what's the ingredients on that pot? Because we started trying to figure out what it was. And these bastards done snuck pumpkin into this good Christian sweet potato pie. So that lets you know that they're trying to hide pumpkin. This is the cheese, you know, they're trying to put the broccoli in, okay? Just because you put cheese, try to put cheese on the broccoli, okay? That's what this is. Stop making that face, okay?
I'm making that face because even in the example you're using, broccoli is still a good thing.
Broccoli is delicious. What I'm saying is that, but a lot of people don't like broccoli. A lot of people don't like Brussels sprouts. Like my big in college, she doesn't like broccoli because she says it's like licking an afro. I don't agree with that. I love broccoli. Also, I have an afro.
That's a genuinely insane thing to me. Like I kind of understand what she's trying to say, but no.
Listen, I was 18 at the time. It sounded crazy then. I'm 39. It still sounds nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's Aaron Kennedy, okay? I was not here for it. So what I'm saying is that pumpkin is so disliked and so undersold that they had to slide it and sneak it in as a filler in a sweet potato pie. Because if pumpkin was so good on its own, it wouldn't have had to slide it in there and try to kill my mama.
Listen, they should not have snuck in pumpkin into a pie that was not supposed to be pumpkin. I'm with you on that. Also, especially because people have allergies. What I will say, how many times have you been at a dinner? Have you been somewhere? And you look at the table. And like you said, you said, look at the people, you'll know the type of pie. But I'm saying, let's keep it on the pie for a second. Let's keep it on the actual color and hue of the pie.
Okay.
When you look at a pie that mm-hmm. could be sweet potato or it could be pumpkin, mm-hmm. you can't tell me you know with 100% certainty which type of pie it is. You know, these pies are very close. They're barely edging each other out.
With homemade, you can see the spices, right?
Mm-hmm.
With store-bought, you're still on a sweet potato pie. You can usually see the spice, like you'll see a little bit of the spice, right?
Mm-hmm.
But store-bought pies is very hard to distinguish between the two because they do end up being similar colors. But sweet potato pie is usually darker, but because of the spices, there are more nutrients in a sweet potato pie, in sweet potatoes, than there are in pumpkins. Now, some people try to say that there's less sugar in pumpkin pies versus sweet potatoes, but I really feel like that has to go down to just the recipe, because I don't, of course there's going to be less sugar in a pumpkin pie. A sweet potato is sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you're sitting up typing in what is a healthier pie,
yes, if you are at the pie section of the grocery store and right. you go to Google which is the healthier pie, just take a step back and mm-hmm. realize it's all pie.
It's all pie.
So even if you grabbed an apple, you're getting some sugar. You're getting some pastry. You're getting some very buttery base.
Listen, that's why people on keto, I did not know that people on keto and stuff can't even have fruit.
So what is that? Because one of my friends just started keto and said that he can't have fruit. And why is that?
I think keto is just Atkins. It's just South Beach. It's just one of those things. First of all, when I started dealing with my first nutritionist back in 2018, it's like, you know what? Just working hard to keep my neck. As you see, I have one. You hoe shot. You thought that girl was going to lose her neck in a panty dropper, in a pandemic, in a Panasonic, in a Panorama, in a Popeyes? Nah, bitch. Anywho's. So, you know, I put on my, wear my minks, my chinchillas. We all know this is very
also,
fake
just
very...
because you bring a mink doesn't mean you're right. Don't do this thing now in future episodes where you try to dress up and then flex as if you don't have to make your points and stuff, because that's so disrespectful to show up, not give me any warning, right? So already you don't say anything. You just let me show up in a regular shirt, but then you're like, I'm gonna bring a mink. This feels like when somebody invites you to a party and don't tell you it's formal, because then you show up in a mink and then you start talking down to me about my choices. And okay. This feels like a setup.
Listen, first of all, this is from Torrid. This is not a mink. This is very flammable. Okay? This is very flammable. This is what the kids call the faux fur. All right? Mm-hmm. I've acquired real only because I was bullied into it. Okay? Mm-hmm. This is just because of the lights and the equipment in this room, you have to keep it chilly in here.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I'd be butt-ass naked by the end of this podcast every time we do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I will judge you in anything. Nigga, I'll judge you in a wifey, okay? I will judge you in somebody else's t-shirt. So don't think that me coming out here, oh, you didn't even, and it's on the sleeves, too? Come on, baby. Just because I'm wearing my poncho don't mean that I'm not here for the judgifying and critification. I'm always here for the judgifying and the critification. You know that about me, Joshua, okay? That's why we are such good friends. Could you try to act like that you ain't here for the judgifying and the critification, but you know you are here for the judgifying and the critification?
Yeah, but I'm saying don't rest on your laurels, all right? Because I've seen it before. Sometimes it happens with rappers.
I don't even know who she is.
Sometimes. Oh, my gosh. You're truly a menace. So
shout out to Jack. I went to college with a girl named Laurel.
All the time. All right.
What do you mean?
There will be rappers who really come through that first few albums, and then they really get their money up, and then they start wearing well, and the music suffers. All right.
Are you trying to say that my points are suffering? Because I was chilly?
I'm saying they could in the future. All right. If we get into a pattern of flexing.
Okay. That means that the next time we do this, I'm going to have to wear my Crystal Fox poncho and dunk on you the whole time. Why would you make me do that? Why not let me sit out here in my faux fur and whatever fabric this is? This is from Torrid, okay? This was also free. They sent this to me. And I'm very excited about it. But don't think.
I'm very happy for you.
Listen, I've got on a Skims bra. I don't even know what it's doing. But my titties haven't gone soft for the winter. We in here. I got 3 hooks on a bra. Last time I had 3 hooks on a bra was the Clinton administration. What I'm saying is, just because your friend is out here wearing free, moderately priced clothing, okay? This shirt, also from Torrid, also free. Shout out to Torrid. So what I'm saying is, just because your girl is trying to be warm in my studio, okay, does not mean that I cannot be making valid points.
I'm not saying it doesn't mean that you're not making valid points. I'm specifically saying, you know, just make sure you always come through with the same energy, you know?
Negro, I'm drinking out of a soup cup that I punched a hole in for a straw. So don't act like... Honestly, it's the best way for me to keep up with my water intake.
Oh, yeah, because you know exactly the size of the cup. And yeah, no, I'm with you.
And it's just fun. I don't know why I like it. I like a big cup. But also,
the structure of the lid, you can really like pinch the top.
Right. And so, because I have like this very fancy color changing, like those really like fancy cups that they have, like the double insulated. Mm-hmm. I had one for my birthday. It would change colors when you put like something ice cold in it. And then one day I went to reach for it, fell out of my fridge, exploded. It's like $15. This came with wonton soup and it's strong as hell. So.
Yeah, it's very strong. I can hear the ice from here.
Yo, my mom, I think a year or two into doing stand-up, came to one of the open mics. And usually they make you change, if you have a glass, they make you change to a plastic cup, but they let my mom keep her glass because it's my mom. Mm-hmm. And this comic went up and he was bombing. And my mom was like twirling. Just sitting there doing this. And this guy goes, am I getting heckled by ice? And my mother goes, yes. Yes, you are. I don't remember who that comic is because I don't think I saw him again after that. I maybe saw him a few more times, but yes, he got heckled by ice. He was doing so bad.
That's either the origin story of the next biggest comic in America or someone who just started doing hedge fund work because they were like, this isn't for me, you know?
Well, Brian, what happened? I went back and got my master's because I got heckled by frozen water. Mm-hmm. This is not the profession I need to be in. But
anytime it's quiet enough that just the elements are at play.
Bro, ice on glass.
Whenever it's cold enough that you can just hear wind outside.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to get back to the topic at hand because this is like the State of the Union address, okay?
I understand. And I also understand the history of why sweet potato is a staple. I'm not disrespecting sweet potato pie.
It's the ancestors, Joshua.
I'm just saying
that the ancestors.
For me, it is a 49%. To a 51%. I love both of these pies.
You give pumpkin pie a 51, but I will steal your shoes. I will steal your new medical shoes.
I'm saying it slightly edges out for me.
Tell me how.
I think I think that some of the sweet potato pies I've had, especially the ones that were homemade before, have had just not the right texture, because just like pumpkin, sweet potato, if it's too like soupy, if it's too, you know what I mean? If it's too loose when it's going in, you barely have a pie. You've got like a bunch of thickened up soup in crust.
Okay, so, if you're putting sweet potato pie in a crust and it's not like a batter, because a batter's a batter, and a batter we know will hold to a spoon. It's like you're talking to someone who one year I made between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I made 30 sweet potato pies.
Oh, you told me about this. Yeah, yeah.
And my mother was selling them.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to give me the money or some of the money. And then I never didn't get any of the money. She said at one point I had an allowance, but I never saw it. My mother bought me a hand mixer because I used to make like cakes and stuff, and my mom would sell them at work. And then the money would somehow just get reinvested in the cakes, right? So I was never paid for my labor. But, you know, I'm a black child, so my mother said make the cakes, I made the cakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I make cakes for the house or cakes for the friends, you know, aunties and stuff like that. And so I was making sweet potato pies, and I was just you cook them up. I'm mashing straight sweet potatoes. I didn't like the masher wheat, like the, you know, like a sweet, like a potato masher got them big holes in it. So it wasn't doing the work that it needed to do to get down the consistency that I needed.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a little white plastic cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just mushing and mushing and mushing. I made this before we had an electric mixer. So I just had two forks and a strong elbow. Okay, out here breaking these pies down, and they were delicious. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Probably between like 30-35 pies between Christmas and Thanksgiving, and I was like, I still have to go to school. I was like, mom, it's child labor. She said, well, I'm selling them at work. I was like, and I was one day I was like, mommy sold out a pie. She said, yeah. I said, oh, how much did you make off of selling the pie? She's like, what you mean? So, mommy, in my allowance. Oh, we got to make more pies. Okay.
Wow. What
am I going to?
That's an early lesson in.
Which was wild because, like, I'd had, like, other businesses, and I was like, I don't know what it was. I think eventually she gave me, like, a couple of bucks. She gave me, like, $35, but I'm just like, I only made a dollar a pie. And yeah. She's like, you know, Christmas.
Which is not actual reasoning. That's amazing.
What has a black parent really gave you great reasoning on stuff before?
I will say, this is what happened to me, to explain so that you see where I'm coming from.
Yeah, because I have like nostalgia. I've got flavor. This is a family recipe. But I've also had other sweet potato pies. Like, listen, like people in my family can cook, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you're coming from an experience where people were making homemade pies that were either too wet or too dry, or they're not doing what they need to be doing, they're not doing what the kids say, giving what they need to give, I understand that you would have these instances where, like, I'm not particularly fan of this because of personal experience. Like, I, to this day, can't eat a runny egg. Because they made us paranoid of raw food.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, first of all, just the salmonella and eggs. It's like, for, you know, because a long time for black people, that's why we had steaks well done and stuff like that. But that comes from a history of us being sold the worst quality meat. So if you didn't have it cooked all the way, you'd get sick, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just now learning to get that this was out of a necessity and not because of this. Like, that's why we season stuff, because we didn't have the best quality meat. Also, that's just genetic. So I understand, like, you've had an experience where you're like, so for me,
That's exactly it. It's like, in life, I've had great homemade sweet potato pies. I've had good store-bought sweet potato pies. But I've also had bad sweet potato pies. So far in my life, even though it doesn't quite out-edge the best sweet potato pie I've ever had, I've never had a bad pumpkin pie, mainly because they've been store-bought, but so I have had some homemade.
Pumpkin
pumpkin pies that were good.
Okay, so you've had more homemade sweet potato pies than you've had yes. homemade pumpkin pies.
Yes. And it hit wrong a few too many times. You want to talk about runny egg?
Yeah, if you cut into a pie like that and it there's any type of liquid.
And it gives up? Yeah.
I can't say the thing that always confused me about sweet potato pies is that when you make a sweet potato pie, especially like a blender or something, there are strings in it. It's a fibrous vegetable. I've never understood a lot of time when you have the pie, where did the strings go? I guess they just cook out or...
Well, I think they just really get as close to dissolving as they can.
I know, but that was the thing that always confused me as a wee girl and as a grown adult lady. Also, I think I'm confused about pumpkin pie because I've just never enjoyed the flavor of sawdust. So I guess I just can't quite understand. What?
Wow. No. No what? No what? You know exactly what you did. You would be looking up like that if you didn't know what you did. A real what is like, what? What? You did what?
What?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
What does it say? Because the thing is, it's like, I feel like the spices you put in a pumpkin, mm-hmm. I can tell you, I've had a pumpkin spice beverage and had a slice of pumpkin pie. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't seem like any of the spices that were in a pumpkin spice beverage or even the spices that you smell in a pumpkin spice candle don't end up in a pumpkin pie. So where do these spices get put?
Not always. So some of them do. Some of them have like a special, you know, whether it's topped with a little bit of whipped cream and then some pumpkin spice on that cream, or whether they top the entire pie with the spice.
It's not supposed to be topped with spice. It's supposed to be mixed in.
No, it is. You're not wrong. I'm just telling you where the spice goes sometimes, because I felt like that was the question.
It was. Now, what I can't, listen, what I really wish we could debate, which I don't think we'll ever have enough people to do, is a sweet potato pie versus a bean pie.
I don't know if we'll ever really get there. Because first of all, I'd have to eat both in the same week or day to really like refresh the palate's memory. And then we'd also have to really go in. One second.
Are you getting a fax? What the hell was that sound?
That's the door for my apartment.
Oh. I was like, Josh getting faxes over there. That nigga doing real business.
You know, maybe one day. Maybe in the future if we're blessed.
The last time I sent a fax was 2010. I was trying to send in my timesheet to work. Because I worked for a tip agency. You had to get your timesheet signed. And then there were just, every Friday, there was just somebody who would round up everybody's timesheets. And then we have to go get them signed and then fax them. And I just, every time going, we have the internet.
Yeah, we have email, you know.
Why the fuck are we doing this? Or sometimes like, well, don't fax them. Just scan them into one file. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Everybody knows, I logged into a system to fucking be here. Why am I faxing anybody? The fax machine was also kind of cool when you think about it. Because it was just like printing at someone else's.
The technology when it was at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I remember we used to be able to get a printer fax scanner.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have a fax machine at your house. And I was like, I don't know why we need this, but we're going to need it. And when we do need it, it's going to be great. Because my mom used to work at Kinko's, and so many people would come in having to fax something. If you don't know what we are talking about, that means you are probably under 32.
Yeah.
Wait, Josh, how old are you?
32.
Hey, right on the line, baby. Joshua just made it. He might even use a rotary phone before.
Not quickly, but yes.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we want to kick this to you, the listener, all right?
I stayed on task, didn't I? Because you never proved all it was better. All you said was, I've had bad homemade sweet potato pies, so pumpkin is better.
Yeah, that... At what point were we supposed to come through with data, all right?
We've been doing the show for quite a while now. That's a weak argument. Usually you
that's a weak argument. They look almost identical. They have the same texture. All right.
That is not true.
The texture of a sweet potato or pumpkin pie is the same.
You know, I had a friend in college who wouldn't eat like apple or peach or anything like that because she didn't like cooked fruit. This is also the same girl that said celery is just crunchy water. So. She was real country, too. I never understood. Like, she was a black girl that was so country that she wore Dixie Outfitter shirts.
I don't know if this person is an innovator or has been left so far behind. Like, this is someone who we either need to be researching and taking notes from, or we need to be researching and avoiding the thoughts of.
I can't tell you that her name was a combination of her mama and daddy's name. So whenever you get one of them situations, then I hope she's doing well. I hope she's living the life she wants to live, serving the God she wants to serve. I just was like, but apple, a pumpkin, listen. Mm. I do have a quick question, though.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about cobbler?
You know what? Mm. That's a different episode.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That's a different.
I can say that I think this hits home on... I think because sweet potato and pumpkin pies, because they come out when they come out, right? Especially pumpkin being the one trick pony that it is.
You know, getting your little jabs in whenever you can. I'm sure it feels good sitting up there with your minx, all right? No. I get it.
It's called a fink. Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Faux mink? A fink?
Whatever you want to call it. I see you there. All right. I see you talking down on the pumpkins. I see you in all your hubris. All right.
Hubris?
In all of your hubris.
Listen,
like
the
you
sweet
can't
potato,
possibly be wrong.
The sweet potato out here living a year round life. Okay. They are doing so much with the sweet potato. They're turning it into chips. Okay. There, we are roasting them. We are making them a summertime salad situation. The sweet potatoes out here doing the work that the pumpkin could never do.
Okay, how about maybe pumpkin is out here once a year because it's not common. It's not cheap, okay?
But
It's a selective spice. It's a selective treat.
No, okay, you have to, listen, you can't keep bringing up the spices. You can't keep bringing up the spices because pumpkin spice is not made out of pumpkin. It is made to season pumpkin.
What's used to season the sweet potato?
Nutmeg and other regular things that you put in a pie.
So I feel like this is a moot point as far as
it's not a
the
pumpkin.
Sweet potato
is
also getting spiced.
We're going to see what's in pumpkin spice, all right? Pumpkin pie spice, also known as pumpkin spice, is an American spice mix commonly used as a flavoring from pumpkin pie, but does not include pumpkin as an ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
There's no pumpkin in it. So it's generally a blend of ground cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, cloves, and sometimes allspice. Okay? Now, because basically a lot of those spices are the same ones that go in sweet potato pie. So if the spice profile is the same, then what's giving you the flavor is the actual vegetable itself. Because at the end of the day, we have to remember, these are vegetable pies.
Yeah, yeah.
We pick it, somebody sat up and was like, okay, that vegetable, because there's no regular potato. We're not doing this with a regular potato.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing this with butternut squash.
Mm-hmm.
We found whatever works. Rhubarb is just red celery, and I'm still not sure what we do with that. Because we're doing the same spices, That means that is the flavor of the sweet potato or the pumpkin itself.
And
that's
I
letting
think,
you know it's delicious.
I think I've made my position clear. I'm not saying one is trash and one is amazing. I'm saying that it slightly edges it out for me because of my past experiences. And now I want to hear from you, the listener. What do you think? Do you go pumpkin? Do you go sweet potato? All right. I'm not going to judge you and act like you're crazy for picking either one. This isn't a situation where Dulce and I are diametrically opposed. I'm just saying
feel. I think pumpkin pie is awful. You like both of them.
Yeah.
That's where we are.
We're not at a thing where we both think the other ones is trash, is what I'm saying. We've had much more heated debates about the thing than this one, you know? There are things that you like that I hate.
And we've proven that you were wrong on all of those fronts.
Grills are trash, all right? Grills are terrible.
Why are you going against people who are blessed?
The chain is perfectly fine. Show the people you're blessed without having to, you know,
the
gold open
your
tooth. Entire mouth.
No.
Yeah.
Listen.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
How better? There's so many ways to display that you're doing all right, right? There's nothing. Listen, the best part of the grill is the fact that it's removable, okay? It's not a permanent gold tooth. This ain't an uncle in the 80s, all right? You're not selling crack, destroying your neighborhood in a new leather jacket in a BMW. No,
a chain is even more easily removable. I've seen grills get stuck.
Listen, we were in chains for so long, Josh.
Wow.
Hold on. I don't actually agree with that. But people who were like, have that argument against chains were just like, I would never wear something that would bother me. You're like, bro, shut up. If you're broke, you're broke. Don't act like that you don't wear a chain.
That's a big Brooklyn thing. They'll be on the intercom in Brooklyn talking about they had us in the chain and now you want to buy the chain so you can wear the chain in front of the people that put us in the chains, right? And it gives me the same energy as like, look, if you want a chain, what you gonna have to do? What you gonna have to lay down? You have to put in that time. You're going to have to put in that sweat. The chain is made of sweat, all right? Sweat poured together turns to gold because that's the grind.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I got to make sure that I don't say anything.
You just teed me up. Every episode you've been really hammering it over.
So what sweet potato things? How can I grind to turn these sweet potatoes in the diamonds, Joshua? Tell the people how they can be out there using these pies.
Look, let me tell you something. If your sweet potato pie is not turning to gold, you haven't put the oven up high enough, okay? All right? And if you can't put your oven up any higher, you need to grind till you get a better oven, till you get that state of the art, till you get that new, okay?
This makes me so sad.
I don't understand why people are out here still asking these questions when the book's already been written, all right?
I hate this guy.
Work, and it'll all work out, okay?
This new Josh has too much power. Oh, my God. Listen, I know this is a highly contentious, highly debated cultural argument in these here United States of America. But just know, stick with your people, okay? Stick with your people. If you out here supporting sides you know you have no business supporting, that's between you and your mama, okay? But just know who you are, where you come from, and make sure you support the right side. You can have your opinion. You can think what you want to think, but you know what? You're wrong.
And just so you know, you can be with your people, you can love and support your people without going with the herd, okay? So if you had a situation in your life where something did you a little dirty and you don't love it as much as other people, that's okay too. All right? That's all right too. Okay? If you've been done truly dirty by a pastry and you don't really love it the way that other people love it, you don't deny that it's good. You just say, "Hey, I'm out here. I've had a different experience." All right. I'm saying I respect that.
Maybe my experience comes through the fact that Pumpkin tried to kill my mama. Okay. And has been out here trying to kill my mama since day one. So we just want to thank you for listening to Hold Up.
We're
the only truth tellers in
us.
The world.
Yeah.
We're the only truth tellers in the world. We're the only ones talking about what needs to be talked about. Pumpkins. Plantains, lasagna, okay? We're the only ones telling people why club bangers are better than anything that's out in the streets right now.
That's okay? Not what we said.
That's exactly okay? That's not what we said as a whole. That's what we're talking about. Look at these episodes. Go back. Find your way, okay? Mm-hmm. Get your scorecard together, okay? Get your Hold Up scorecard together and see where you stand. Are you on the right side of history or do you agree with Josh? That's what you have to figure out. Josh, you want to wrap this up for the people?
If you are looking to catch up with us on any of the socials, you can find me at Josh Johnson Comedy on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube, at Josh Johnson on Twitter. And if you're looking for Dulce,
you can find me on all the social medias at Dulce Sloan, DulceSloan. My name is Dulce, not Dolce. My mother went to college. And we got dates coming up, which you're going to hear at the beginning, ends of the podcast. But look us up. Listen to us. Come see us in our city. Thank you for all the people that came out to my show in Chicago. And thank you for the people that have been coming out to our shows and telling us that they're big fans of Hold Up. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you. And we hope you have an amazing rest of the weekend.
We finally got a piece of the pie.
All right. This has been Hold Up. We've covered conscious rap versus club bangers, bar soap versus body wash, diners versus waffle houses, all sorts of things. What else should we be talking about? We want to know from you. Let us know, drop us a comment, or hit Hold Up on social at The Daily Show.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.